Our first article is called A Song After Silence, and it's written by William Flippin, Jr., Director of Evangelical Mission of the Southeastern Pennsylvania Synod. 9 months have passed since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic. We've grown weary of quarantines, closure, and physical distancing. Some of us may be longing for the noises of life before the virus, the beeps and blares of rush hour traffic, babble spilling over from packed crowds and restaurants. Today's world is noticeably quieter. And Advent urges us to wait and listen. After all, the gospel writer Luke commences his Advent story not with holiday cheer, but through imposed silence. It begins with Zechariah, the elderly priest, officiating the temple liturgy in Jerusalem. Upon arrival, he's chosen to go into the temple's holy place and burn incense on the altar. In modern times, he might have taken a selfie before walking in, posted it, and awaiting for the likes. For Zechariah, this is a routine day in the life of a priest, until God shows up and speaks to him through the angel Gabriel. Imagine him cowering when Gabriel says, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard." The aforementioned prayer was that Zechariah and Elizabeth would conceive a son. Though they experienced the pain of infertility, they remained righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. Gabriel foretells Zechariah's son will be the last Old Testament prophet and will prepare the way for the Messiah. Zechariah responds not in faith, but with anxiety, asking, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." Even met by an angel, he's not convinced fatherhood is possible. So Gabriel offers Zechariah the sign of silence. God makes Zechariah mute. Typically, this after Zechariah lit the incense and came out of the holy place, he would bless the people. But this time, he appears to the waiting crowd and says nothing. Imagine the gestures he attempted while trying to tell them that he had seen an angel, but Zechariah's silent frustration and fear turns to joy when days after his return home, Elizabeth reports that she is expecting. And while Zechariah remains quiet, she exclaims, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably upon me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people." Zechariah is silent for 9 months until Elizabeth gives birth to their son John, who would later become the Baptist. Can you imagine 9 months of pondering the angel's message, listening to God and discerning what God was doing through the birth of your long-awaited child, while also awaiting the Messiah? It isn't surprising that when Zechariah finally speaks, cradling his son in his arms, his first words are of praise. 9 months of silence are plenty of time to compose the first Christmas carol. It begins, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably upon his people and redeemed them." So opens the Benedictus, a song of praise and promise. Notice that Zechariah's carol comes only after a time of silence. Advent is a time to wait silently, to be observant, listen, and expect the unexpected. Most Decembers are too often filled with busyness, assured that wrapping ourselves up in details are the perfect preparation for Christmas. Whether it's midnight sales, online deals, endless holiday events, or big expectations, we often wind up feeling exhausted, anxious, and angry. We aren't meant to live that way, you know. We know that Zechariah was struck speechless for months by an encounter with an angel. What does that tell you about how God wants to observe Advent? Perhaps we need to create some space. Maybe we consider some digital fasting this Advent, laying down the distraction and taking some time to abide in God's presence. It should be noted that we can't control God's radical presence. It can be attained only through cultivating our attention. When we look hard enough, we see that the experience of the divine can come to us anywhere, anytime. For Isaiah, it happened in the temple, but God does not limit holy moments to holy places. Moses discovered God on the backside of a wilderness. For Elijah, it was on a mountain hideout. What's more, who would have thought that the most radical presence of God, the incarnation, would have arrived amid the distinctive smells of a barn and ended among the death throes of criminals? In the quiet of this unexpected Advent, you may discover a song or recover one you used to sing. The Benedictus is Zechariah's song. He was able to sing it because he learned how to sit quietly, to be alone and stop talking. God made sure of that. We realize that the melody is the result of some imposed silence and solitude. What good news song will you sing after the silence?